USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Texas House has voted to approve the arrest of Democratic lawmakers who fled the state Monday to avoid a vote on an elections integrity bill. The remaining lawmakers, the vast majority of them Republicans, voted 76-4 to direct state law enforcement to track down the absent members. 61 members left Texas on Monday and flew to the nation's capital, depriving the chamber of the quorum needed to hold a vote on the bill. Critics of the measure say it makes it harder for Texans of color to vote, while its supporters counter that the bill actually makes it easier to vote while making it harder to cheat. And COVID cases are on the rise in many areas of the country, with health officials blaming the Delta variant and slowing vaccination rates. New data from the CDC showing that new infections are now averaging more than 23,000 a day for the last 7 days. Cases are up over the last 14 days in every state except Maine and South Dakota. Health officials say that the highly transmissible variant is now the dominant strain in the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.